This audio recording is a ministry of the Church of the Incarnation, a parish of the Personal Ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter in the Catholic Church. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us either in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Wednesday, February 26, 2020, Ash Wednesday, by Father William Doc Holliday.
Your Father who sees in secret will reward you.
May the words of my mouth, meditation of all of our hearts, be acceptable in my sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Those three things that we hear about in that gospel reading, giving alms, praying, and fasting, our Lord does not say, if you do them. He says, when you do them. It's one of those things that is a must to prove your love to God, to prove the reality of your faith, that it is not just words, but things that you truly live. Ash Wednesday has always been one of the most important days of the liturgical year, because we enter into a season that is over a month long, 40 days. Initially, in the earliest days of the church, Lent was from what would be next Sunday until Easter. That was 36 days. Our Lord fasted in the wilderness for 40. So the church saw fit to add four more days to it, that we may be like our Lord, because this is something that we are supposed to do, to be like our Lord. 36 isn't enough. We should fast for 40. We should be like him. He did those things. He gave alms, he prayed, and he fasted. We have to appreciate that. We are called to do it. It's not a suggestion. As we embark on this Lent, it is something to be done every single day. No matter what disciplines you may have put on yourself, be done every day except Sundays. We, through these 40 days of Lent, we try in some small way to not only emulate our Lord by example, because that's really difficult, but to at least appreciate what he did so much better than we. For 40 days, we desire this. For 40 days, we are directed to do this. Hence my, I'll use the word disgust with the fact that Lent has no meaning anymore in the vast majority of places. Fast and abstinence on Ash Wednesday and then on Good Friday. What about Lent? Ash Wednesday is something in and of itself. Good Friday is something in and of itself. Where did Lent go? It says that our Father in heaven, who sees in secret, will reward us for doing these things. The converse is true. If we don't do them, he will not reward us. This is what we have to understand about living the Catholic faith. We have ashes on our heads right now. Ashes are a sign of something. And you know what? Not one of them is good and happy. Ashes are a symbol of grief, mourning, and penance. Grief, mourning, and penance. We should be grieved, the fact that we sin all the time in thought, word, and deed. We should grieve over it, but not, I just can't seem to. I always say, it's not I can't, it's I won't. But if we grieve over that, we are going to mourn for it. We are going to be sorrow for it because we've lost something. Why do you mourn? Because you lost something. We've lost our righteousness. In some cases, when we commit grave or mortal sin, we lose the graces of our Lord Jesus Christ. We separate ourselves from him. We should mourn over that. And then, if it's true grief and true mourning, we should do penance. Do penance. Not think about it, not talk about it. Do it. Ash Wednesday was always, in the earliest church, an act of public penance. The only penitents that there were that received ashes were people who were supposed to walk around looking, demonstrating that they needed repentance. But the church, again, wisely so, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, determined that, hey, you know what? It's not just those being reconciled for grave sins. Every single one of us, every single day, in thought, word, and deed, falls short of glorying our Savior. It should be a public thing. It should be manifested as is, as we walk around with ashes on our heads. But it should give us an understanding that we all need the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. We'll receive the ashes. That formula. Remember, O man, that thou art dust, into dust thou shalt return. And Lent is not a happy time. Lent is not a time in which there is any rejoicing, hence the absence of Alleluia and the Gloria in Excelsis. All these exclamatory happy things we don't say during Lent. We have to appreciate the fact that it is a sorrowful time, because that formula that we are dust, into dust we will return, you know, that's not some, the Catholic Church always want to beat each other up, you know, so, you know, that's, they come up with prayers like that. It's Genesis 3:19. In the book of Genesis, when Adam and Eve fall, when our Lord is giving them the retribution, he ends with the most profound consequence. Remember, O man, that thou art dust, and to dust thou shalt return. He's talking about death. Death. He is telling us that we must return to dust. It is inevitable. It is going to happen, and we need to prepare for it. That is what our faith is, preparing for death. This life is fleeting. If you live 200 years, it's fleeting. Death is for all eternity. Death is the worst consequence of the fall. We are all going to pay the price. But we have to understand that the death that we shun to hear about it. We don't talk about death. Let's make up some words for it. Passing on, going to a better place. It's death. Why are we so petrified of it? Because it is so horrendously scary. Because it is the unknown for us. But you know what? It's scary, it's horrible, and most of us have seen people who are dying, some of us more than others. When you watch somebody die and you look at the terror on their face, really as it gets toward the end, because they can be as faithful as all get out, but all of a sudden we're confronted with, within a few hours, a day or so, I am going to be standing before the judgment seat of Jesus Christ. Death, as horrid as it is, in this world, is just a sensible image of the horrid and eternal separation from God that will be endured if we don't do penance. You think about that for a minute. That the fear that we have of death in this world, and what do we say about people who are dying? Well, they're gone now, so it's over. They've just moved on. Yeah, they have. To what? You know, how horrible was it to watch them die? How horrible was it to watch them sick and suffering? And to think that that may last for all eternity for them. This is why we have Ash Wednesday in Lent. It gives us forethought as to something we're going to have to endure. It's going to happen. We just have to come to grips with how it's going to wind up. So you might be petrified of death, and rightfully so, but consider the eternality of death outside of our Lord Jesus Christ, because he is the only one who can deliver us from this eternal separation from God. Him and him alone. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. This is what we have to remember through this Lent. This is why we engage in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because it is the only thing that saves you from living eternity of the horrible death experience. Horrible enough to have to get it over with in this world. Tremendously overwhelming thought to think that maybe a person's horrendous death in this world may just be the beginning and the best part of the rest of their entire eternity. This is why we have to look to our Lord Jesus Christ and his cross. This is why, as hard as it is to go through Lent and hear about as we get closer to the Passion, what he endured for us, praise God that he did endure it for us. He's the only way. That's why we bear his symbol on our heads. We have to appreciate that. Your penance is public. It's got to be real. If it is, the Lord reward you. If it isn't, he will not. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.